Amen. It's really exciting,
and yeah,
to be before you and to fellowship with you. I can see that the people from Togo actually came from Judah in Israel. Because you sing so well. It's the kind of feeling I get when we go to Southern Africa, East Africa.
Africa,
Because there you don't need any instrument. Because they are instruments to God. Amen. God made us to be an instrument of worship unto Him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you very much. And we really bless your name for granting us all the opportunity to be blessed and inspired by your Spirit. We thank you for the new dispensation that you are bringing us into. When we are beginning to come to the place of maturity, when we are putting away childish things, where we are knowing as we are known, where we are seeing as we ought to see. You are taking away the darkness and all the barriers. Thank you for this open vision. Thank you for the revelation by your Spirit of the things of heaven, of the things of Christ. We pray again today you might break open your word. Let the things of the kingdom come alive to us. Bring excitement and enlightenment to us concerning the things of the kingdom. We rebuke every spirit of carnality. The simple mind. We say the Lord rebuke you. The spirit of rebellion. We say the Lord rebuke you. The spirit of religion. We say the Lord rebuke you. We bless your name for the strength you have brought to us and you will yet bring to us. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I was very excited with what our brother was sharing in the morning. You know, what God was opening up to us. And I count myself privileged to be part of what God is doing. If you are privileged, say praise the Lord. Amen. Gloire à Dieu. Amen. God is doing a new thing. And I'm happy to be alive today. This is the best time to be alive. You know, when they are running the relay race,
yeah,
those who run the relay,
yeah,
you know, there's a man that runs the last leg.
Okay.
I want to be among those who are going to run the last leg. Because God is bringing a new man. A man that is different from all the other men that have run before. It is a man that will finish strong. And the Bible calls that man the 42nd generation.
42nd. Okay.
42. 1, 2, 3, 42
generation. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you see that in the book of Matthew chapter 1. It talks about the generations of Jesus Christ. And that is the generation of Emmanuel. It is the generation of the last Adam. It is the generation of those who will be Christ. A company of people that will do exactly what Jesus Christ did. The devil tells you cannot be part of that company. The devil says, you have failed yesterday. Therefore, you will continue to fail. But that's not what the Bible says. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse
18.
4:18. It says, the path of the righteous. You can put your name there. It's like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter. By tomorrow, it's going to be brighter than today.
Amen.
And there is nothing the devil can do about it. If we come back here in 3 months time, I'll be different. And I pray you will be different. You will be brighter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today we are going to talk about Bobo Keklem, that shining light.
Not
Bobo Koko Keklem. Keklem, I like the shining light. Amen. So we are going to look at it in the scripture. I want to declare to the Holy Ghost that the Holy Ghost is coming. Bobo Koko. Holy Ghost, come. So that I will shine like the light. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost that is making me shine. So I'm boasting the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, so we're going to look at some scriptures.
Yeah.
And the brother. Continued with this picture. And we have seen this picture is you and me. Have we agreed? In Grand Église, they said this is not you. But the Bible says this is me and you, so, and I agree. Because Jesus said, I am the temple of God. And they call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means moving, talking, sleeping, waking up, temple. Amen.
Emmanuel Gomenyebe.
Hallelujah. And he was a normal, natural man. Amen. Just like I am a normal, natural man. But one day, his life changed. He began to proclaim the kingdom of God. And that is the prophecy God is giving us today, that the time has come for us to begin to proclaim the kingdom of God. Amen. So let's look at Proverbs 24:16. You know, we believe in reading the scriptures, because the scriptures proclaim the word more than any one of us can. So you have to get ready, get your Bible, or get your notebook, write. So that you can go and study it at home. Okay. He says, yes.
Righteous
falls 7 times. Yes, yes. He says, for a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. Yes,
read.
That the just man fails 7 times. Therefore, he will also rise 7 times. Who knows the just man that fell? What is the name of that just man that fell?
Yes?
No. He said there was a just man that fell 7 times. And he is now in the process of rising 7 times. What's the name of that man that fell and is now rising? There's another son of God.
David.
No. This one is older than David.
Job.
No.
Any man with
yes, just
a
man.
Real name you mean?
Yes.
In the Bible.
The name begins with A. Adama.
Okay, Adam.
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 Adam. Is the first, is the just man that fell. And, you know, the Bible says seven is the number of perfection. So Adam fell into sin.
Adam, he
fell from glory. And he continued to fall. See where we all are now. So he's right that I am Adam. But the Bible says I am the last Adam.
Please.
Last Adam.
Adam.
Because there is no other Adam coming after me. Because in me the fall will stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the second Adam. And from the second Adam, men stopped to fall. Man was falling up to Jesus Christ. And since the time Jesus came, men have been rising. Amen. So Jesus did not come to make you Anglican or Catholic or Presbyterian.
Catholic, Presbyterian, Anglican,
Jesus came that we may rise again. Amen. Jesus came that me and you will go back to the Garden of Eden. Amen. So I don't know where you are going, whether you want prosperity, one money, the seven steps to money, the seven steps to marriage, the seven steps to success. Me, I want the seven steps to go back to the Garden of Eden. So you choose the one you want. Amen. Joshua said, as for me and my house,
They've completed.
Okay. Me, I'm going back to the garden. Amen. You have to determine where you are going to. Amen. So this scripture says that a righteous man fall seven times. And seven times he will also rise. Amen. Now, the tabernacle shows us the seven steps to go back to the Garden of Eden. So, we'll draw another picture. We'll draw another picture of this tabernacle. So we're going to draw it this way, a bit differently. We'll make it a bit bigger. Because we want us to summarize these seven steps. So the tabernacle gives us the seven steps. Of going back to the Garden of Eden. In the book of Jeremiah, the Bible says that my soul and your soul will be like a watered garden.
A watered?
Watered garden. Garden. A garden that is watered.
Okay.
Look for this. Let's say your soul will be like a watered garden. Let's look for that scripture so that we will read it. So the Bible says that my soul shall be like a watered garden. What do you do in a garden?
Look how one of the abomo. Okay, you grow things.
After growing things, what do you do in the garden?
You water them.
After watering, what do you do?
You take away the bad leaves.
After you take away the bad leaves, what do you do?
What we have the fruit.
No. She's thinking of farm. I didn't say farm. Garden. Flowers.
Flowers.
Beautiful trees.
Okay.
What do you do there?
Look at the flower. Okay, you go to take fresh air.
Fresh air.
You go for feast.
For feast. Okay, what else do you do?
Look at the mama.
The Bible said that
you take pictures.
You take pictures. Yeah. Very good. What else again do you do?
You go for a walk.
Oh, go for a walk. The Bible says that God and Adam were walking in the garden, isn't it so? God and Adam
were
walking in the garden. They were taking fresh air together. They were snapping photographs together. They were relaxing together. They were enjoying together. The Bible says that your soul should be that garden. Amen. Because God wants to come and dwell in you, is it not? If he comes to dwell in you, you must make your soul like a garden. Amen. So God wants to reconstruct my soul. He wants to reconstruct my mind. My feelings. My desires. My will. Change it and make it very good. Take away all the weed. Water all the dry ground. It will become very fertile. It will become a good soil. And it will grow the trees of righteousness.
the trees of righteousness.
Yes.
And
the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, gentleness, meekness, faith. All of them, they will grow. Amen. So that not only God, that other people will also come and relax in your garden. There will be a sweetness in you and in me to make the life of other people sweet. That's what God wants to do for you. And to do in me also. Amen. So let's read the scripture. Jeremiah 31:12. Okay, so let's read it. Read it. So somebody read the English then. So that let's have the... Somebody should read the English. Read the English.
Therefore they shall come and sing in the heart of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as the water drawn, and they shall not sorrow.
Amen. Amen. So we see that it says that our soul will be a fruitful place. And this place is like a garden. It's like a garden. Amen.
Amen.
So in this tabernacle there are 7 steps. The first step is an altar. And this altar represents the cross. After the altar, you have a basin, a place for washing. So this is a basin or liver. Okay, this first one is an altar and is made up of brass. This basin is also made up of brass. Brass.
Bronze.
Okay. And in the Bible, bronze means judgment.
Translate.
And then 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so these are the 7 steps that you find in the tabernacle.
Monsieur,
This is the first one. It is a place of judgment. This is the same place as the Passover. So it's the place of blood. And then this was the gate to enter. This is the second experience. It's a place of judgment also. And this is the judgment of the flesh. So this is the judgment of sin. This is the judgment of the flesh. And this is another judgment of self. Okay, we can't talk about all of them today. So the first place is the place of judgment for sin. Sin is judged. And this is where we become born again. The second place is the place of baptism. So you see the water. The water is for baptism. And remember, there are three. Man has three natures. We talk about the spirit. Talk about the soul. And talk about the body. And these three natures of man must be baptized. And this is the place where these experiences take place. Begin to take place. We'll come back to it. Now, it is also a place of washing, cleansing. Okay, so it's the place of sanctification, just cleaning. And usually when you clean something, you want to set it apart. Timothy says we should clean ourselves so that we can be a special vessel to be used by God. Isn't that what he says? So in your kitchen, when you wash the plate, you keep it apart, especially. So there is a place for you as a Christian for God to clean you up. You clean yourself up and you consecrate yourself. So you have the process of baptism, sanctification, and consecration. Okay. Alright, we will come back again to that. Now, the third experience is the experience of the lampstand. This is what the Bible calls a lampstand. And the Bible said there are seven lamps of fire. Okay. Notice that there are seven. It is a place for the enlightenment of your soul. It's a place of energy and power. Then we have a table of fresh bread or shoe bread. The bread is very fresh. Fresh bread, fresh.
Fresh bread,
not stale bread, fresh. And this bread, they will sprinkle frankincense, some very sweet aroma on it. Because and Jesus said, I am the living bread, isn't it? Jesus is the fresh bread. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God must be fresh. Okay. There's a scripture that says, the letter kills, the spirit brings life. So the word of God can be like laws, do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. And some people, their life is miserable because the word of God is do and don't do. But the Spirit of God can break open the word of God and it becomes life to you. You obey God because you love God, not because you fear God. That is, you are, well, not that you shouldn't fear God, but I don't know what word to use. But you are afraid of God. That's right. You are afraid of God.
Okay.
And the highest level of the word of God is the mind of Christ.
Please come again.
The highest level of the word of God is the mind of Christ.
Okay.
Mind of Christ. So it is the mind of Christ bringing life to your own mind.
Amen.
And then the number five. It's another table. It's another altar, but it's made of gold. So it's called the golden altar. So here there is fire. Because this is where they burn the animal, the sacrifice. But here, there is fire also. And smoke. But it's the smoke coming from the incense. And this incense has a special aroma, special perfume. And the Bible says that Christ is a sweet smelling scent of savour unto righteousness.
Come again, please.
That Christ is a sweet savour or ointment or perfume unto righteousness. And then we come through a veil. There is a veil here. And this veil separates the holy place from the most holy place. So this is the most holy place. And this is the holy place. And for Moses, it was a physical structure like this tent. But Jesus came as a living example of that structure that Moses built. So Jesus was a living, walking example of this building that Moses built. When you build a house, the owner must come into the house and live. Is it not so? Is there anybody who has built a house here? Or you rented a house? After you rented it or built it, you threw it away. So I don't want it again. You build a house with one goal. To come and dwell. Amen. And he told them in Exodus 25, build me a house that I may throw it away.
Hey,
No. So it says, build me a house that I may come and dwell in it. So there is a time for building. When you are building, it is rough, scattered. Sometimes when you go to the construction site, you don't even know, you are confused, you don't understand what they're building. And many of us, our lives are like that. What is God even doing in my life? I don't understand. Today I go left, tomorrow I come left. Tomorrow I go up, the next day I'm down. Some days are good, some others are bad. Some days are good, others are bad. Sometimes you overcome, most of the time you fail. But you need to have faith in what God is doing. God has a plan that you don't know. You have to wait till the end. Then the building will begin to take shape. And let me prophesy to you that we are not getting to the end. And now we are beginning to see the shape of the building. And after God finished creating, he said it is very good. You know, the first day, Genesis chapter 1, darkness everywhere. God smiled at the darkness. God smiled. And the Spirit of God was all over, in control. I want you to know that God is in control of the darkness that you see in your life. He is on top of the situation. Amen. You must believe God. Amen. Do you believe God? That God is in control of the darkness, of the disorder, of the so-called confusion. Amen. The Bible says, in everything, do what?
give time.
Bible global nous nous là.
You're not giving tithes that the devil has won. No, no, no. I give tithes because God is in control. Amen. So when I fall, I will rise up. I say, I told the devil, watch me now. I'm rising up. Amen. If I fall tomorrow, I will rise up again. Because I know the project is not finished yet. You must be patient. God will say, we must be among those who, through patience, obtain the promise. Abraham waited for 25 years.
Abraham,
and the Bible says that we have need of patience. That after we have done the will of God, we may obtain the promise. Amen. So you must have hope that you are going all the way. Though I may fall today, I don't belong to the ground. I belong to the heaven. Amen. We are looking up. Don't let the devil make you to look down. Amen. Your eyes must be set on the heavens. Amen. So you have the veil. You have the.
Never mind.
Continue. No. It will dry up.
Oh, sorry. Keep up with your
life. Amen. Okay. Merci. Thank you. Okay. So, all right. We're here. So we have the veil. And then you have the real structure. This is the ark. The ark.
Is like that? The ark?
It's a box.
A box.
The ark of covenant.
Okay. Okay.
This is the ark of the covenant.
Okay.
And inside this ark, there are three things. The first thing they put there was a pot.
A pot
that had manna. That had manna. That manna, you find it, the story in Exodus 16. Manna.
Man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Manna 11.
Okay, and you find that story in Exodus 16. The next one you find is the rod. There was a rod, Aaron's rod. Aaron's rod that was, you know, that budded, brought forth leaves and flowers. And then the last one was the tables, two tables of stone. So you have the pot of manna.
Okay.
Two, you have the rod, Aaron's rod. And three, you have the tables.
The tables of the Lord, sir?
Of covenant.
Yeah, covenant, okay.
Tables of the covenant.
Okay. Banto, enye, eze, sime, manna, nungwa, eze.
And remember, you can read all these things from Exodus 25 to the end, in Exodus 40.
Okay.
That's where you find Exodus 25 to the very end. Exodus 40. You also find it in Hebrews chapter 9, chapter 7 to 9. Okay, and it's found all over the Bible. This is the structure upon which the Bible is written. Okay, so let's go back. Let's start again from the beginning. Amen. So what we have done is to describe the seven steps. In the ark, there are two steps. Sorry, I missed that. There are two steps in the ark. The ark, and then the cover of the ark is called the mercy seat. So this is the mercy seat. Is the covering of the ark. The ark is a box, okay, but it has a covering of gold called the mercy seat. And God says, He will meet with you at the mercy seat. It is the place where God meets with man. If God meets with man, what will be the result? Who will change? God or you? Who will change?
You will change.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to change, then you must move forward. And that's why many people like grand église. It is a place to go and hide. You know, Adam was hiding. God was looking for him. He was hiding. But when you want to move forward, you know you are going to die.
You know you're going to
die.
Okay.
And then a new man will come forth. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Is it not? Though I live, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. And the Bible says, if we save our life, we will lose it. But if we lose our lives, we will gain. So we lose the lower life and gain the higher life of Christ. Amen. So when you look at this tabernacle, you can see there are three major compartments. This is the first compartment, the outer court. The outer court is a place of reception. The outer court is a reception. It's not the house. And many Christians are still in the reception. In the morning, my sister asked a question about Levon. Rapture. Enlèvement is not in the Bible. What you have in the Bible is death
and resurrection.
You cannot resurrect until you die. But men do not want to die, but they want to resurrect. Is it possible? The Bible says, except a grain of wheat, which is you and me, where that wheat, that corn, except we die, no life. Amen. Then when we die, we will bring forth more life. The life of Christ will multiply. Okay, so we're going to explain it. So the first cut is the reception. And the reception is for the soul. The soul must be received into the kingdom of God. The soul must be washed clean. The soul must come to a place where it receives light, enlightenment. It must come to a feast where it begins to feed on the energy of heaven, on the life of Christ. When the soul begins to eat good food. Amen. So that brings us to the second compartment. So it's the place of change of the soul. So the first one is reception of the soul. Reception and preparation of the soul. And then the third one is the place of marriage. Marriage of the soul to Christ. Amen. The total, the end result is that the Bible says he that is joined to Christ is one spirit. Amen. So Christ is the husband and your soul is a bride. How many of us know about Esther in the Bible? You know the story of Esther? Esther danced and entered the house of the king. Is that what she did? Esther speaks of you. Esther is you. C'est toi. Esther, number one, was received into the king's house.
Esther là, le peuple dans ton coin de fia.
Esther was assigned a chamberlain, which is the Holy Ghost. Esther was now brought into a special place of change.
Mm.
6 months oil of man, bitterness, suffering.
Oil of
man. Man, okay, man. Oh, man. Selah, man.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Good. Man is bitter.
Bitter herbs.
Remember when the children of Israel came out from Egypt, they had to eat bitter herbs. And that bitterness is of repentance. With no repentance, no forgiveness. The first step to God is repentance. So Esther was in that place of dealing of God, repentance. Another 6 months with sweet odors. Esther was prepared for the king. I want you to know that you and me must be prepared for the king. My mind must be prepared. My emotions must be prepared. My desires and my will, every part of my soul must be prepared. So remember, the soul has four natures: the mind, remember the mind, the will, emotion, and desire. So when you come to this altar, you can see the four corners. You have horns. It's a piece of soul power. Soul power.
Okay, la puce, okay.
And you know, all of us, we are very strong. So, Christ must break it. Paul said, no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth. Amen.
Amen.
So, the four dimensions of the soul must be judged. So this is the mind, this is the will, this is the emotion, and this is the desire. God is interested in your feeling. God is interested in the things you think. God is interested in the things you, how you react. He must bring it to judgment. And he will begin to walk in it. Now, there is a difference between change and forgiveness. Between a soul that is forgiven and the soul that is changed. When I'm forgiven, I can go back again to sin. And that was the problem of the Old Testament. God will heal them clean them, they go back again. So I don't wash
them.
If you read the book of Judges, God will bring somebody that will deliver them. After, when the man dies, they go right back again. It is the problem of the Old Testament. And that is the problem of the Pentecostal church today. Baptism takes place in the outer court. In this place, the soul is forgiven. But the soul must be consecrated. To move forward. So that is the power of baptism. To come to the place of change. So in the morning, the brother read the scripture from Hebrews 8. He says, I will make a new covenant. And I will put my law in their heart. In the Old Testament, the law was not in the heart. The law was on the table. But in the New Testament, the law is written in the heart. So your heart becomes the table upon which God must write. And he says, every one of them will know me. They will not need any man to teach them because they will know me. So that is the difference between the Pentecostal life and the life of a bride, someone who wants to be joined to Christ, like Esther. It's the difference between the Pentecostal life outside the outer court that is enjoying the power of God, enjoying miracles, from the bride that is undergoing a change in her soul. Amen. So in the church there are different types of Christians. There are those who are excited. Their sins are forgiven. They are dancing. They are, every day is a party. Every day is supermarket. You've given God $10 and God gives you $1 million. So God multiplies the money. But there is another group that know that that is not what God is looking for. There is another group that is hearing the voice of the master calling them. This is the bedroom. This is the reception. It is here you meet the master. In the bedroom. Amen. So you must hear the voice and move forward. Here there's a lot of party going on. A lot of crowd. But here, fewer people. Here, only one man. And that man is Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So here you see denomination.
The count. Okay.
Paul, Silas, Barnabas, they are all here.
Amen.
I am of Paul. I am of Barnabas. I am of this one. I am of this one. But here, Christ. Amen. So, this is the place where the soul is changed. The soul is a dark place. The mind is a dark place. And the mind must be enlightened. And the mind must be nourished with the word of God. There are many Christians who are not hungry for the word of God. When you start talking the word of God, they start sleeping. They want action. There was a church we went to in Rwanda. They called us to go and preach. They spent two hours running around the whole church. I am telling you the truth. My wife was there. 2 hours running around the whole church, shouting. And then when it was time to, when they were tired.
I bet they were sleeping.
No, wait now. When they were tired. The chief person was the pastor's wife. The chief of the runners.
Okay.
Was the pastor's wife. When they were tired. It's okay, go and preach. 15 minutes. And by the time we started, they all slept. When we went to Uganda, the same thing. I'm telling you. He said, the word of God, 10 minutes, you preach. In fact, that's, you're very lucky, because sometimes he's at the end. He said, oh yeah, there's a brother from Nigeria. Say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
After the dancing,
then after dancing, offering time. They all wake up again. They all wake up from sleep. And then they dance around the church and collect offerings.
Okay. Hey, Simon, I'm from Bali. Voila. Hey, you darling. You know what? In your nana, you know what? I'm a siam of four. Oh, God, you and me. Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, that want milk. Milk. Everyday milk. The only thing you know is promise. Every promise in the word of God is attached to a condition. If you obey by word, then you will be. He told David, say, if your sons obey me, then they will put them on this throne. You know what he told him? But they don't read those ones, only promise. You kill every witch in Lomé. Amen. So when you see that, you know where the man is. There is no oil. And there is no character. The oil speaks of the character of Christ. And when there is no oil, no light. No strength to stand against darkness. Amen. To rebuke traditions and the witchcraft and all the things going on. Amen. And you know, when they got to the king's house, all the brides, they were interested in what they can get from the king's house. It was only one of them, Esther, that wanted to know what would please the king. And she went to the chamberlain and said, tell me, what does the king like? The true bride will be conscious of Christ. The false church is only concerned with belly. And the Bible says their God is their belly. What to eat? What I can get? Amen. So when God brings us to this place of change, then we are ready to cross. Amen. We are ready to come into union with Christ. The whole purpose of God is to be one with you. It is the sum total, summary of everything. God wants to be one with us. So Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. That's a very hard place. It's a very hard place. And if you want to walk with Christ, then you want to hear his voice. Then you want to walk with him. To know what he wants to do. To put down your own will and put up the will of Christ. It's a lonely walk. Amen. That is the walk of the bride of Christ. And that's where Christ is bringing us to. So, the soul must go through these seven steps. And when we say the soul, we mean my emotions. My desires. My mind. Amen. You must go through these different steps. And so it is a place of excitement. It's a place of change and walking with God. You know, a personal relationship.
God.
Amen. You know, so I'm just trying to summarize it, just to, you know, just bring a summary of it. We can't take all the details. So you have a reception, which is the outer court. Except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom. Except you are born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot enter. Amen. It's one thing to see, it is another to enter. Amen. And it is a walk with God, and it's a practical walk. Okay, so I feel like stopping, because I don't want us to make it look very complex. So I don't know if you have any questions. If we come another time, okay, she says, when we come another time, then we will go back again. And then we'll go a bit deeper into it. Amen. So what you're looking at is the whole Bible. Everything is there. Anything you cannot find in the tabernacle is not in the Bible. Number one, enlovement. Unlovement. You don't see it there. Amen. Because the Bible says we must, through tribulation, enter the kingdom. Amen. Okay, someone said much tribulation, enter. Unlovement. They say before trouble comes, we will fly away. Noah was there. Noah was there.
Noah,
the ark was there. And the water was coming from Benin Republic. When Noah saw the water in Benin Republic, he ran inside the ark. When he ran into the ark, they said, Noah, open. They said, too late. That ark you are looking at is Christ. Amen. And let me tell you, trouble is coming. The water is now in Benin Republic. You better run inside the ark. If you wait until the water gets near to Lome, it will be too late. Trouble is coming. Because now man can marry three men. And one woman can marry three women. So they even married dog now. So them say, I'm not man, I'm not woman, I am man woman. So you know the water is now in Lagos. It must get to Lome. You better run inside the ark. Amen. If you are waiting until something will come and carry you, it's a waste of time. It will never happen. As the water was rising, Noah was also rising. Don't you understand? The trouble will drive those who want God more into God. The trouble God is allowing to come to the world,
yeah,
it will be a blessing to those who want God.
Thank you.
It will drive you more into God. So God knows that you will not enter the ark without the water coming. So tribulation is coming. Amen. And Bible says when you see the tribulation, you know it is time to lift up your head because your deliverance is coming. Amen. Amen. Lot was in Sodom. You know, the name of the world has changed now. We are all living in Sodom. Everywhere in the world now is what? Sodom. If you are wise, you know there is trouble. God told Lot, it's time to get up to the mountain. Amen. Because I'm bringing judgment. And that is why you are hearing this word now. The word you are hearing is God's word to you to run for your life. They told us, escape for thy life. His wife began to...
Yes,
Lot's wife is a type of the church. A church that loves the world. And she was looking back. And he became a pillar of salt. Amen. Amen. So there is nowhere in the Bible where he preaches a love more. There is a revelation of Christ coming. And God is opening the eyes. God is opening our ears. And bringing a change. What they call in love more is the change of the soul. From one level of glory to another one. Amen. It is true, there's a change. From glory to glory. Until there is a final change. God has never physically taken anybody out of this world. He says, I do not pray that you should take them out of this world. You know what Jesus prayed?
He says,
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you will save them from the temptation. So God will deliver his people. Amen. Amen. So you can go on and on and on. Amen.
Amen.
What the Bible teaches is the resurrection of the soul. Adam fell in his spirit.
Adam
fell in his soul.
Adam
and Adam fell in his body.
Adam
so Adam is being restored in his spirit. Adam will be restored in his soul. And then finally the body will change. That is the order of resurrection. Amen. When we are born again, the blood of Jesus comes to the soul. The Bible says you must put oil, you must put blood at the four corners. And that blood brings the life of God to the soul. Amen. The soul receives the life of God and becomes quickened.
He becomes
quickened. Made alive. Made alive. He receives the energy of God and begins to desire for God. Amen. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the power of God that comes into his spirit. Amen. And quickens the spirit. And the power of God begins to walk from the spirit to change the soul.
Amen.
Amen. So the Bible says when you are saved, then you are baptized. Baptism must come after you are saved. You are born again. And the baptism is for the body. Water is for the body. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for your spirit. And the Spirit of God that comes into your spirit begins to change your soul. Amen. And when the soul has when your soul has been changed, when your mind has been saved, your mind will change your body. That is the design of God for resurrection. Amen. So you are going to be the one that will change your body by the power of God in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So right now the church has been baptized in the Holy Ghost. We have received the power of God. Where is it? In the
baptism here.
What? We have received the power of God in the spirit.
Okay.
So the activity has shifted to the soul. So this is where the activity is. And that's why this soul must come to a place of change. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes into your spirit so you can make your soul holy. Amen. Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot be holy in your soul. You need the help of the Holy Ghost to overcome in the emotions, in the desires. Amen.